Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. The question is it better to return an animal quickly if you can't handle it? Or is that just selfish and irresponsible? Especially if you just got it.
There's so many dog owners that are listening to this that should not be dog owners right now. I'm not trying to call you out, but like maybe take a page out of this guy's book.
Well, yeah, that's a possibility. Thank you guys for tuning in. It's Moose and Breezy. You want to hear some tea this morning?
I do.
My buddy Paul out in Vegas.
I love how you use his government name, too. It's like, not you doxing him.
He gets a new dog. It's a puppy. So, obviously...
red flag.
He's got to do his best to train it.
You know how many dogs need to be rescued right now? You get a puppy? Selfish. Anyways, continue.
Well, I don't know where he got it. That's not the point. But at the same time, he's making some really big life changes. He decided to move in... with his girlfriend.
Okay, Paul, pop all the way off.
They've been living together for less than a month. But according to him, it's the best decision for both of them.
Okay.
Well, it didn't take long. She already gave him an ultimatum. Either the dog goes or you go.
Stop it.
And she says the dog is ruining her apartment. It's chewing things. It's having accidents. Like, that's what a puppy does. And she doesn't want to live in a kennel. She could care less. That he just got the dog. He doesn't want to give the dog away, though. He already grew a connection with it.
Okay.
Would it be selfish and irresponsible to give the dog back, even though he doesn't want to do it? I don't know, because now, wherever he got this dog from, he promised he would take care of it. It's his dog now.
Okay.
What do you do in a situation like this? 585-252-9800. Let's just make it simple. Does he get rid of the dog, or does he get rid of his girlfriend? Because I told him straight up, you need to be honest with yourself here. Who has a better chance of sticking around? Her or the dog?
When rubber meets the road like this, you really find out who someone truly is and who their true character is. And I've said it once. I'll say it again. I'll say it until this microphone gets ripped from beneath me. But the people who choose the dog 9 times out of 10 are literal narcissists, psychopath behavior.
Well, why?
Because guess why? Because this...
They can't talk back.
You are choosing something that is an easy option for you to feel nothing but love, joy, and happiness every time you come home. And instead of feeling that from a human that could give you pushback every once in a while, you're like, I'll take the safer option and go with the one with 4 legs.
Well, I think people are at a point now in their lives where they're sick of everyone's crap. And yeah, they rather choose love and peace 100% of the time. I get that. That's me.
Except you can't even take care of an animal. You can barely take care of a house plant.
Well, no,
took care of your sidebar? Who took care of your plants while you were in Italy?
Nobody.
Their dad.
No, I just water it once before I left. Perfect. Like, and I can understand why his girlfriend may also be frustrated, because if one person in the relationship is a neat freak and you have a puppy that's crapping on the carpets, chewing the baseboards, that's a problem. Just because it's a puppy doesn't mean everyone's going to find it adorable.
Correct.
And
I'm not that person, respectfully, of course. Well,
by the way, I mean, you've, in the past, in past relationships, you've lived with people with dogs. How was that situation for you?
Stop. Stop. I love how you're asking me questions you fully know the answer to.
Well, they are rhetorical.
Horrid. It was horrid. It was truly the worst experience of my life. I'm still in therapy for it. If that's what you really want to know, that's... And I side with this girl 150% because you know what? The second that dog has cost me more money in residuals to replace things and things of that nature than the actual dog cost itself, now we have some issues. I will never forget it. I still think about this to this day. It pisses me off so much. I got a brand new vacuum.
Yeah.
Brand new. All I ever wanted was this vacuum.
We love a Kirby.
All I needed to do was, you know, vacuum up all the dog hair. I get the vacuum. I get it out of the box. I set it up. I'm so excited. I go out the next morning. Cords chewed.
Oh, that's so tough.
Can't use it. It's a $260 vacuum.
Where did you leave
the
vacuum?
So I go to the person at the time who was my person I was living with, and I said, so you owe me $260? She's like, you're literally so dramatic. You're literally flipping out. Yeah, I'm flipping out. What?
Crazy.
And the downplaying of it, the downplaying of it is what drove me to the moon. The moon. Hi, there's diarrhea on the floor. Like, can we pick that up? They had an accident! Okay, so this has happened 4 times just this week alone. Take your dog outside.
Let's get back to Paul.
Anyways.
Andrea says the puppy's not the problem. It's being a puppy. The real question is, which relationship did Paul actually commit to first? If the responsible move is to rehome it, then you got to do it quickly and safely. But also, especially if he's planning on staying with his girlfriend.
Paul, respectfully, bro, like, use your brain. Like, you think that buying a dog 2 days before you're moving in with another roommate, like, you're already changing up your entire living situation. You're like, you know what? Let's throw a little bit of gasoline on this fire and add a dog in,
hey.
Too. What are you going to do next? Buy a pet snake?
Well,
what are you doing here?
This is a great way to see how your partner is going to react to stressful situations, you know? And right now, she's failing.
Yeah, she's not doing well.
Let's go over to Jackie. If he got the dog before moving in, then the girlfriend should respect that. If my boyfriend gave me an ultimatum between him or my dog, then I would choose my dog 100% of the time. Okay, Jackie, thank you.
So if you're... Okay, Jackie, hi. So if you're in a relationship where you don't know the answer to that question, if something were... If rubber meets the road and it's, you know, do or die, it's me or them, and you don't know if it's going to be you or not, you're in the wrong relationship. You're in the wrong relationship.
You know, a part of me can't even argue with you on that one. You know,
because that relationship that I was talking about with the cord, I knew I was like third on the list.
Can I ask, where was the vacuum? You leave it in the middle of the floor?
No, I was setting it up. I think I got it like at night. Like, I think it came at night. I was setting it up. I was so excited. I was getting all ready for it. It was in the living room.
Sure.
And there goes the cord.
Oh, you
couldn't
left
use it.
It.
Couldn't use it one time.
It's kind of on you. You know, now that I think about it too.
Kind of on me.
Please, I don't know. I don't know how common this is, but is it cruel to keep a dog in a home where one person resents it?
I don't know. Should we get the dogs on the line? I don't. Call in right now at PXY. I don't know. I mean, like, I was nice to the dogs. I just didn't like them.
You got a lot of people texting in right now. Your buddy's in trouble, Moose. I know. This
but
is
also,
a tough situation.
Like, they need to rehome it now. Like, don't.
If he's going
to
do it.
Don't grow a bond or an attachment to it.
Too late. He told me straight up, I don't want to get rid of this dog. I don't think I'm going to do it. Well, either way, someone's going to lose a home. And it's either going to be Paul or the dog. And I've known Paul for a long time, and I can honestly say that the dog is probably not the only one pooping on the floor. You know what I mean?
I don't want him to end up like our friend who sits at the corner of 490 and Winton. Oh, has a wig on his dog. I think that's low-key, like, abusive, but you do what you gotta do. Anyways, he could... Here, I'm just trying to be optimistic and think out of the box. He could... You know, train the dog into do party tricks and show dog stuff, and then the dog could make him money and they don't have to worry about. They can have 2 houses.
Look, at the end of the day, it's going to take this puppy about a year to grow up and, you know, stop pooping on the carpet.
Yeah.
It's going to take about a full year.
No. That's so drama. It's going to take like 6 months if you do it right.
Okay, I don't know. I've never had a dog. But I don't know the time.
It's probably going to be like 3 years max.
But
like,
I'm saying she doesn't have that type of time. So I don't know what's going to happen here. But I will definitely keep you guys posted and give you a follow-up. It's PXY Mornings.
Connect with PXY Mornings on our socials.
Facebook.
IG.
X.
98 PXY Rochester.
It's Moose and Breezy on 98 PXY.
It's your girl Breezy. Listen, guys, I've been driving past this building and I've watched it for, it seems like a year now. Every single day I drive to work, I drive past this in downtown Rochester. And I am so excited to finally announce what's been going on with it. So Center City Courtyard has officially opened. And it's going to be, it kind of honestly, Moose, looks like Rainbow Row in Charleston.
Yeah.
All of the buildings are different colors. It's actually very pretty. And when they were building it, and I was watching it every day, I was like, they're not going to keep it like that, are they? They are. And it actually looks really good. So these are multi-purpose housing units, and there's 164 affordable and supportive housing units for people to get back on their feet, start their life, do what they need to do. This development aims to provide residents with a fresh start, offering on-site access to critical services as well. So it's right down the street from the Cornhill neighborhood, which obviously we love, and they're low to modest income people who are going to be utilizing these literal brand new apartments, housing spaces, things of that nature. And it's right center city, so they can really get anywhere at any time. The New York State Office of Mental Health, who obviously we work closely with here at PXY,
yep,
will be providing over $2 million annually to help operate some of these services that people that live in these homes will be utilizing.
They do look very nice. I'm not going to lie.
You've seen them too?
Yeah.
You walk around that neighbor, like that area when you walk?
Yeah,
downtown?
I've been in that neighborhood.
So
It's the only way to explain this is it has a little bit of a San Francisco vibe to it.
Does it? Never been, but I definitely been to Charleston, and it's giving Rainbow Row, in my opinion. But they look very nice. I've always, like, you know, turned my head, and
yeah,
some of the lights are on in there. I'm like, what's going on up there?
I'd move
so
in.
They're officially open, so if you or someone you know is struggling with rent, and when I say that, I just mean basically everybody. I think there are different qualifications that you need to obviously live in these spaces, but it could be the fit for you.
Yeah, it could be a nice fresh start. Coming up on the show, there's a wedding coming up. And no, it's not Breezy's. It's not Breezy's, but let's just say family's flying in, money's been spent, and one big decision made by the bride has a bunch of people extremely heated. We're going to get Erica on the phone with us, who wrote into the show yesterday, who is the bride's sister, and she's going to share all the details on what's happening coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
And if it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. How many of you have ever been to a dry wedding? Was it fun?
Shut up.
Or did you feel like you much rather have sat home and watch paint dry? Breezy, take notes. Your wedding's in 11 months.
Oh, yeah.
We got this great message from Erica yesterday. I reached back out to her, asked her if she would be willing to talk with us on the air because her sister is getting married in a couple months and is making it a point to make sure not an ounce of alcohol is at her wedding. Let's get her on so she can tell us why. Hello. Good morning, Erica.
Good morning, guys.
Okay, so tell us the situation. What's happening here?
It's such a weird situation because, so my younger sister is getting married in the first week of November.
Right.
And I've been helping her plan everything, like venue, flowers, catering, all of it. And at the last minute, she's decided there will be absolutely no alcohol at the wedding.
That's tragic.
Because,
it's tragic.
Yeah. Her fiance is sober. So, I mean, I respect he's in recovery and, you know, like I'm proud of him and everything. Right. But honestly, I don't know. I think it's a little selfish.
Well, yeah. I mean, how many people are you expecting as far as the guest list?
I mean, it's a pretty big guest list, you know, and like our family in particular is flying in from like all over the country. You know, people are spending thousands of dollars
right.
on flights and hotels and gifts. And, you know, they were promised an open bar. So,
now your sister last minute decided, I'm going to pull the plug on that?
Yeah.
That's a problem.
Yeah,
that's
definitely.
A problem.
I mean, listen, there's nothing on an invite for a wedding that says open bar will be in attendance. Like, that's,
well,
no one's promised anything. It's a wedding. It's your wedding. Like, that's
expected.
Ridiculous. It's expected, but it's not always guaranteed.
It's not guaranteed, but it's just sort of like customary, you know? I don't know.
Okay, so you've had this conversation with your sister, yes, I'm assuming?
Yeah, I tried, but like my dad also, like he called her and like tried to reason with her. And she literally said, if I see one person with alcohol at the wedding, they're getting kicked out. And it's like an absolute slap in the face to my husband who's in recovery.
Wait, time out. Erica, does your sister realize that if he's sober, temptation is everywhere? Like a wedding isn't any different than him going to a restaurant or a sporting event. I mean, if the guy can't be around a glass of champagne, he's got bigger problems.
But it's his wedding, though. Like, I get where he's coming from. Like, this is my party, and I make the rules. I'm paying for this. I'm not paying for my guests to enjoy booze when I don't drink, nor can I. That's crazy.
Not really. I mean, weddings are supposed to be a celebration. So what does she want? Does she want people to celebrate or just sit quietly and clap?
Exactly. You know, like that's the thing. It's like it's supposed to be a party. And like if people aren't partying, it's not going to be fun for him either. You know, like my mom is really worried that people are just going to leave after dinner, which would be so awkward. I don't know.
Well, there's nothing you can do about that. If they leave, they leave. That's on them. But I doubt that's going to happen for everybody who might be flying in from all over the country.
Yeah, I guess so. I just don't think it's like fair, you know, to make an entire wedding dry just because one person might feel tempted. Like,
but it's the only person that matters. Like, that's the only.
Let me hold on a second. Is this his decision or is this your sister's decision?
I don't know. It's kind of unclear, you know. Like, I mean, it's my sister that's enforcing it for sure. So I don't know if he's behind the scenes saying that he wants this or she's just doing it on his behalf. It's kind of not totally clear to me.
There's no compromising here, huh?
I don't know. I want there to be a compromise. And I mean, mostly I don't want to get blamed, you know, because I'm helping plan all of this.
Right.
I don't want to be like at fault when everyone ends up annoyed, you know? So I want to figure out what the compromise can be.
Like, sure.
I don't know. Maybe we could like,
everyone just comes blasted. I mean, it's as simple as that.
I don't know. That seems like just the same, though, you know? I mean, I don't know. Being around drunk people, like, that seems like just as tempting.
But so, at least they're not paying for those drunk people to get to that level, you know? That's the difference.
Yeah, and listen, you know, at the end of the day, there's going to be some people that are going to be totally bummed out. But, you know, what are you going to do? It's your sister's call. It is her wedding. And it sucks. It sucks.
Yeah. My sister's calling me selfish for like not understanding. And I don't know. I'm the one that's helping put all this whole wedding together. You know, I just don't know what to do.
Right. It's tough. Let me get to some messages coming in right now and a couple of phone calls, but keep us posted. When is the wedding? November?
Yeah, November, first week.
Okay. I don't think what you or anyone else attending the wedding is asking for. I don't think anyone's asking for anything crazy here. I mean, your sister's looking at, in my personal opinion, the wrong way, but we'll see what everyone else has to say. But, you know, have fun at the wedding.
Thanks. Yeah, I appreciate that.
Okay. Are you okay this morning, by the way? You sound defeated.
Yeah, you know, I'm just, I don't know. I just want it to all work out.
So. Yeah, no, I
just want to get through this dry wedding.
It's understandable.
Yes, exactly.
All right, Erica, thanks so much for calling in this morning. I appreciate it.
Thank you guys for your listening ear and advice.
Okay, no problem. All right, we'll get to some messages. Have a great day.
Thanks.
Okay, bye. She sounded sad.
She was like, I'm really defeated right now.
She did. She sounded depressed.
She's like, my parents are flipping.
Chuck said that, good morning, Moose and Breezy. So listening to this, I wanted to weigh in and say sober people deal with temptation every single day, myself being one of them. A wedding isn't any different. He either can handle it or he can't, but I don't think you should punish 150 guests.
You guys aren't getting the point, though. Like, it's his party. Like, it's...
Why wouldn't he want anyone to have fun, then?
You can have fun without alcohol. Like, we don't need alcohol to have...
What?
You can have fun without alcohol.
I don't know, man. It feels like everyone else is being punished. This is a great way for him to be able to just kind of learn to handle himself, right? I mean, because he's going to be tempted every single day in certain situations. How is this any different?
Honestly, he could... I don't know if she said... how long he's been sober. Maybe he's been sober for 10 years and he's just like, I don't want it.
I guess.
Because I'm not paying 10 grand for an open bar that, like, I'm not utilizing.
10 grand for an open bar? Is that what that cost? Come on.
I've been looking into all of it.
What kind of open bar are you having? Steph says, just an idea, but there should be at least maybe a mocktail bar. And then someone can secretly serve booze out the back of their car in the parking lot.
Yeah, this person says, Moose and Breezy, looks like there's going to be a big parking lot party. Plenty of ways to smuggle in booze. This person said, did the sister say alcohol would be there and then change her mind last minute? If so, that's not really cool. If not, this girl's being a bad friend / sister. It's their wedding. In rehab, you're told to change people and places to stay sober. Watching everyone drink at your own wedding would be very hard. Also, if alcohol is really that important to have a good time, maybe she should look at her own relationship with alcohol.
Well, you can tell that to 150 guests who are just sitting there quietly. And yes, she pulled the plug the last minute.
There's other alternatives. Pin the tail on the donkey, sack races. You know, there's a lot of things that we could do.
Let me go to Laura. You guys are looking at this the wrong way. You don't mess with someone's recovery, even if it makes the wedding tricky. Trust me when I say people would much rather have a dry wedding than a disaster.
Yeah, could you imagine? He's bullied into serving alcohol and then he relapses at his own wedding. Now you have an egg on your head because you pressured him into doing it.
Well, no.
Yes.
If he can't be around a drink, he's not ready to leave the house yet. I disagree.
That's not how that works. You have to leave the house.
Well, exactly. So at some point, you're going to have to deal with temptation. That's what I'm saying. Ask anybody who's sober. Temptation will always be there. It's not going to go away.
But temptation happens in your day-to-day. Temptation right. happens in the real world. I would argue that your wedding is not the real world. Your wedding is your fairy tale moment for 5, 6, 7, 8 hours that you can curate it exactly how you want it to be. And then, bam, it's over. Period, point blank.
And then Chelsea says, imagine flying across the country for a dry wedding and someone calls it a celebration. That's hilarious.
You guys are so drama.
Well.
This person says, this reminds me of, Kim, there's people that are dying. I don't see the big deal in this.
The bride's prioritizing her fiance over booze. That's love, you guys.
That's just real life.
That's just real life. Okay. All right. Thank you guys for weighing in. Appreciate it. And of course, Erica, congratulations to your sister and future brother-in-law. I hope, chin up.
You're having a crush.
Chin up. It's PXY Mornings.
98PXY.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell, and if you know my husband Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Bye-bye, Truckee.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other Truckee.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.